Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, snakes, sheep, Josh's bedroom, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Remember spooning at the putt-putt. Angel Skinner was a B-cup. Had a push-up bra full of fortitude. Had these pliers one year. A 10-foot rinker was my first boat. Always anchored cause it didn't float. But she jump-started my Evan Roots. These days when I sail through my hometown. I've raised my beer up high and make that twist top sound. Cause it reminds me of my first nip. A supple knob that I'll never forget. Henry Lee on the radio. A meat nipple like spaghetti. Feels good and I know it's a sin. I can't wait to pinky hook its twin. Oh, how I wish that I could go back in time. Just a putt-putt again.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold over there.
Hi.
And just back from Parts Unknown. It's Pat Gowden with his brand new jet black hairdo.
People are sharing secrets in the studio.
The pompadour.
Oh, my hair.
Looking good.
Does look good.
Thank you very much.
You had a very busy weekend.
A fun weekend. Yeah.
Clearly your iron is broken. Now, let's get back to reality here. I believe Christy Lee
He's wearing your shirt.
And you don't have an iron over there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't.
How dare you make me buy one?
I'm done. That's sports. Okay. Wherever you go. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Hi, Donnie.
Is sports over?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Oh, good. Well, anyways, man, I went to one of them beer festivals this weekend.
Like an Oktoberfest thing?
Yeah. That's why I may be a little hungover. Yeah. Sports wasn't helping. But put it this way, my head's pounding like a giant drum in a college football game, and I'm farting like a tuba, so...
Yikes.
Both ends are working. Well, I guess it's my fault, Christy. I shouldn't have gone with my cousin Lonnie. That was a major mistake. You know? Oh, and by the way, Lonnie's actual... He's really my cousin twice removed.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I call him twice removed because he keeps getting kicked out of the same bar twice almost every night. Oh, he was barred from boonies since he was 12. I swear to God.
Quite an accomplishment.
Anyways, we paid like $30 to sample 50 different craft beers. It's about $28 too much, if you ask me. And what's everybody's big fascination with craft-made beers anyway?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of local guys.
A lot of different flavors.
The last craft beer I read about in New Zealand actually had horse semen in it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one, yeah.
It's come full circle. Now horses are breaking us. I swear to God.
Good point.
How about we just stick to real beer, like Natty Ice and Ham's Light, something regular, you know? And I try to make the best of all these exotic beers. I sampled a few IPAs, which I found out the IPA stands for IPA lot after drinking that stuff. It runs right through you. And some big muscle head came up, asked me if I wanted to try a stout. Uh-huh. I was like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm only into chicks, man. Swear to God.
Okay.
I tried Dutch beer. We tried German beer. Hell, they had Italian beer. So now I know what it feels like to be drunk all over the Far East. They had a bunch of different fruity beer, like fruit beers made with fruit apples and berries and figs in it. You know, if I want to drink a beer with fruit in it, I'll just order a White Claw like Christy does.
Sure.
I swear to God. Oh, and then I accidentally tried a beer with pumpkin in it. They called it Fall in the Fall Ale. And dude's lucky he didn't get stowed in a larynx. You just don't sneak pumpkin into a beer without warning your fellow man. And they shouldn't be serving pumpkin beers outdoors at festivals anyways. You know, it should come with a warning label that says, best served in the closet. State law. Swear to God.
Darn it.
Well, luckily, I've snuck in a few of my favorite beers with it, like PBR.
Yeah?
You know, to wash that horrible taste of pumpkin and them gourds out of my mouth. Uh-huh. I love PBR because it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Love it.
It rhymes. It brings out the man.
Rhymes.
And not everybody knows this. But the man who actually invented Pabst Blue Ribbon is also the same man who came up with the life-saving procedure for you chicks, Christy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, the Pabst Mirror. I swear to God.
Is that right?
Well, the Pabst Mirror.
That's not spelled the same way, Donnie.
He invented the bear, Christy, as a way to relax his female patients before them receiving their anal Pabst Mirror.
Annual, I think.
I swear to God.
If it's anal, you're doing it wrong.
Hang up the phone. A lot of great craft beers out there. And
Yes, there are.
The pumpkin spice beer, I'm not so sure about that one, but hey, whatever. Now, we have some news to get to, Christy. What's happening over
there? Health and Beauty Spa in Israel is adding their own twist to Spa Day.
Yes.
They have a new service, Josh, called the Snake Massage. Cost of this is just $80, about the same price you'd pay for any other massage if you've had one lately. And here's what happens. During the snake massage, they place large snakes all over your body where they can slither up and down your back, spine, even your face.
Wow.
How about species that, Tom? How would
snakes
you do, Tom?
No.
Include California and Florida king snake, corn snakes, and milk snakes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
I would do it.
I'd do it.
Well, yeah. they'd need dung beetles to clean up the spa. I'll tell you what.
I'd try it.
What?
I would. I would try that. Snakes don't really scare me that much.
Me either. Remember, he owned a snake.
Yeah, and I want to get another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait, hold it a minute.
You're not going to be allowed
Wait a minute. Snake. Your girlfriend is going to let you get a snake?
No, not at all. No. I said I want to get another one.
Yeah, that will not happen. You can get another one. You're going to need a new apartment.
He owns the house, right?
Oh, no. He's not familiar with the law.
I may pay the mortgage, but I don't own the house.
Eviction is a very long, complicated process.
I love watching you grow up in front of our eyes.
Oh, man. And these are, Joe, she couldn't be cooler about most of this stuff, but when it comes to a snake, it's
it's because she's rational.
Why? Nothing wrong with having a snake as a pet.
No, it's actually good because it just shows you which people to stay away from.
Well, Josh, he apparently doesn't like you.
No.
Well, he wouldn't like it if I were holding a snake.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't want the snake massage.
So your contention is the snake provides affection and companionship.
It hugs you. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. That's because it thinks it's going to strangle you and eat you.
Yeah, I guess it's constricting more so
than
hugging.
Did you see the story about the snake theft? Did you see this story of the guy?
Thieves in California
shoved
reportedly.
Shoved it down his pants?
Oh, this is it. This is it.
Stole a bag full of snakes. Brian Gundy breeds and sells reptiles. He calls his business For Goodness Snakes.
I love it. Love it.
You know something? This guy can do no wrong.
Yes. The fact that he calls it For Goodness Snakes, love this it. Guy should go into the business of naming other businesses.
Love it.
For Goodness Snakes.
I got the creepy, creepy snakes. Yeah.
So
he'd given a presentation at San Jose's Martin Luther King Library on Saturday, left his gear in a parking garage to retrieve his car, but when he returned, his duffel bag containing three pythons and a lizard was gone. Gundy told KRON-TV
where news comes first
that two snakes were later found in a dumpster.
I'm sorry to get off topic. What was the name of the channel?
Yeah, I know.
KRON.
KRON-TV.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's then called Kront.
No.
That'd be terribly awkward.
KRON-TV.
You're not even Kront. A child. You're a baby.
Yeah.
Tonight on Kront.
Kront-TV. It's Krontastic.
Gundy found two snakes later in a dumpster and was worried about the safety of the other reptiles. He filed a police report and hopes surveillance footage will help catch the thieves.
Some guys stole this. Can you imagine? They open up the duffel bag and there's a bunch of giant snakes in there. That is the definition of instant karma. God, that's scary. So the snakes are probably running around town.
I don't know. Maybe the guy kept the lizard in one snake. Maybe he only wanted two. He didn't want all three snakes.
I'm sure the thief didn't know what he was stealing. Yeah. Someone just saw a gym bag in the garage floor. And
maybe he sold them on the black market.
Don't you have to put a warning on that legally? Some sort?
Why?
No, I don't think
contains
so.
Contains deadly...
They're not deadly.
I mean, unless you're a mouse.
Yeah. Okay. They're a rat.
Okay.
They weren't deadly snakes. They were just snakes.
That'd be a cool origin story for some superhero villain.
Snake Man?
A petty thief who inadvertently steals snakes and gets bitten and becomes Snake Man.
Not bad.
Gets irradiated.
A radioactive snake, yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Wow. Just
let's get you over your fear of snakes.
Let's not.
Oh, they brought in a Burmese python one time in here. One of those albino ones.
Oh, like creepiest snakes
Britney
ever.
Spears did in her video. Oh, I thought he was going to have a heart attack right in front of us.
This thing was gigantic.
I'm going to this dude. He raises these things. I'm going to his place soon. So you can come with me.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll never go there. Thank you.
Scientists believe they can help save our planet by breeding sheep who produce less flatulence.
Is that right?
The Scottish Sun newspaper reports the so-called grass-to-gas initiative will see farmers and scientists try to work out how much methane sheep produce. They will then attempt to breed more of the animals who have the least impact on the environment in order to slash our greenhouse gases.
Huh.
Hell of
they
a
received
thing
a $300,000 grant.
That's some good writing. You can write a grant. We're going to be studying sheep flatulence.
Yeah.
That's an important thing.
Yeah. And Josh has something about sheep.
Yeah, he's got some good writing.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah. You want good writing.
You want good writing.
Oh,
it's right there. Keep it simple.
Is the point of this better smelling sweaters? What is the...
No,
it's the ozone or whatever the farts
greenhouse gases. Yeah, ruining our ozone. Orzone.
Or the Orzone.
Hate again.
I don't even know what the Orzone is.
Oh. You said Horzone.
I did.
All right. So. No parking here. It's a Horzone.
Standing over.
Josh.
Slip of the tongue.
Josh, do you, to go to sleep sometimes, do you count sheep?
No, never.
Because I understand your girlfriend counts your farts to go to sleep.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
One. Can you imagine her real unhappy? Just two.
People really count sheep to fall asleep? Where did that start?
I tried it. I remember trying it as a kid.
I remember seeing it in cartoons and it made me howl.
And they'd and fly Sesame over Street. Your head.
Yeah. I tried it when I was a kid once. Like, this is, doesn't work.
And that classic music that somehow is associated. Da, da, da. It's associated with sleep. The sheep jumping over a fence.
That'd be tough to be one of these sheep fart counting scientists.
Mm-hmm. You know it's a big problem.
I know, but it's just rough to explain
like
it at a cocktail party.
It's like the plastic straw problem.
So what do you do? Well, the plastic straw problem is a made-up scam to make people feel better about themselves.
No.
Three big
really,
problems.
Not true.
Three
not true.
Okay, well, flatulence in the ozone, poop from pigs, and straws. It's going to be
I get the plastic.
The collapse
thing.
Of society.
I get the plastic thing.
Mad Max is real, man.
It's just we just need to have a better control system for
it. One, two, three.
This is a great music, isn't it?
Four.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Five.
There we go. Thank
you. Yeah.
Oh, it even had a little end there.
Oh, you squeezed that one out.
Well, there's a recent study out there that has found overweight people in Denmark.
Wait, real quick, has this ever happened to you? I'm going to try something here.
Yes.
You know, sneezing.
I'll
fart.
Admit.
Yeah.
Was I? First of all, congratulations on the manual dexterity it required to hit those two buttons on your portable fart machine.
He's a comedic genius. You know that, right?
So it's like playing a tough guitar lick the way you hit that. Okay.
A recent study found that overweight people in Denmark are more likely to own overweight dogs.
That's right.
Researchers at the University of Copenhagen found a connection between overweight dog owners and their use of dog treats. Lead author Charlotte Bjornved explained, whereas normal weight owners tend to use treats for training purposes, overweight owners prefer to provide treats for the sake of comfort.
Yes, of course.
For example, when a person is relaxing on the couch and shares the last bites of a sandwich or a cookie with their dog.
Oh, God. Man, we have fun. We don't get much done, but we have fun, don't we?
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
You enjoy a nice little snack, so does your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all kind of project on our pets.
You're raiding the refrigerator for the third time, and Fido's looking up at you like, I'm going to tell.
I bet there's a guilt component here, too.
You think?
Where it's like, hey, I shouldn't be eating another piece of pizza. I'll just give him a bite, and then now I don't feel as bad.
Aww.
Do you feed monster stuff?
Oh, geez. He's the worst beggar. I mean, he haunts us during dinner.
When it's again, monster is your Boston Terrier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend's Boston Terrier.
Is he a little chubby?
Now
is
mine
he,
also.
Is he chubby?
No, he's actually okay. He's because we play catch all the time and stuff, but he's...
Boy, with those doesn't he have bug eyes? Doesn't his eyes bug out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bet he gives you the side eye, the crook eye, the stink eye.
He's hard to look at, but he's... Yeah.
That's why he's called monster.
I actually think he's super cute, but he's...
Does he sleep in the boudoir with...
He does, yeah. He sleeps between us and talk about night farts.
Oh.
That guy. First off, his snoring is louder than mine. He snores like Orson Welles. Man.
Champagne. In the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that not recommended by...
Oh, she raised him awfully. I mean, she did everything you can do wrong with a dog, she did. And now we have to live with it.
Does he watch your intimate moments?
No, he leaves.
I do force him out, or does he know?
No, he knows.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows?
He leaves on his own, yeah.
He walks out of the room shaking his head.
My dog animals. Climbs
He's
under the
bed. He's doing it all wrong.
I smell the gel.
Wait a minute. He should be behind her. Wait a minute. That's the style, man.
We have more dog news coming up.
Oh, you're going to make her get on top again, huh?
Wrong. Love it.
We have zombie deer. We have bicycle seats.
Three guys in here.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to move along.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's at work.
I blame you, Godwin.
You are awful people.
Terrible.
He loves her.
Josh.
You know that, right?
And you're
going
to ruin
I'm so sorry.
This.
Sorry. Those were all jokes.
Let me just put my phone on airplane mode.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.